Welcome to Golf Better at Edwin Watts Golf, episode number 64. Hello, everyone. My name is Tom Brussell, and thanks so much for joining us on our second episode of the new decade. Whether you're a first-time listener or a long-time subscriber, we're glad you're with us. And Kenny Nicholson is joining me as he is each episode in studio. Kenny, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing great today, Tom. Glad to finally start to get some warm weather here in Florida.
It seems like it's getting warmer because not only is the temperature going up a little bit, but people from the north are coming down. And we have a very special guest, good friend in the studio with us, managing partner of Seymour Golf, Jim Grunberg. Jim, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks, guys.
It's great having you back. You know, since you were here last time, I think it was about 9 months ago, a big event happened, and that was the putting lesson of the year. We were out in Texas with Pat O'Brien.
Had him out and had him on the show and did a putting seminar with him, basically. He teaches some of the best names in golf how to putt, and he actually was able to give us some tips that we actually use today. So
we used them a lot that day. Our rental car was broken
rental car
down.
Broke
down, and we're in the putting corral, Fort Worth, working on these drills.
Yeah,
Eight in a row.
So it definitely worked.
Talk a little bit about what's new with Seymour, because you guys just keep going and going. It's awesome.
We do, and you know, as a small putter company, we've been limited in our resources in terms of our ability to market our story, which is rifle scope technology. So even though we've been back at it now for over 3 years, you know, really a lot of golfers are really just hearing about Seymour still for the first time. It takes a long time for a message to get through. So really what we're back at is the same thing, which is just pounding the message that Seymour has a technology that can help the best players in the world, but really even more important, it can help golfers trying to get to the next level by using a technology of alignment, help them putt better.
Well, if they didn't listen to last year's episode, talk a little bit about the technology.
Yeah, I mean, Seymour's rifle scope technology is a technology that was first made famous when Payne Stewart used the product back in 1999. He used it the entire season, and he won the first tournament of the year that he put it in play, which was at Pebble Beach, and of course, he won the U.S. Open, greatest putting performance still in U.S. Open history. And really, what it was about helping him set that putter down consistently each and every time, knowing that he had his hands in the same position, his head in the same position, and that he was going to put a consistent and repeatable putting stroke on it. We talked to his caddy, Mike Hicks, who, of course, was with Payne for 12 years and was, is in every one of those famous photos, jumping into Payne's arms after sinking the longest putt to ever win a U.S. Open. And Mike said the thing about Payne Stewart during his career was that he said not only did he regularly change putters, but he changed his putting stroke. He said not just day to day or week to week, but putt to putt. He felt like Payne fiddled around with ball position and hand position and putter position. And so he felt like what was going on was as he adjusted the putter, moved it forward a little bit, changed his forward press, he was changing his loft. He was changing the direction of the face of the putter. And so what happened is that there were a whole lot of variables that were out of his control. And so for a player as great as Payne Stewart, his putting was very erratic during most of his career. If he was on that week, he had a chance to win. But, you know, he said that probably 8 out of 10 weeks, he really didn't have a chance to win because his putting was so off. He came to the Seymour technology back in 99. He looked at it and he said, you know what? There's an alignment system, the two white lines and the red dot. You cover the red dot by trapping it behind the black part of the shaft. You see the two white lines. You basically frame them on the side of the shaft. And at that point in time, if you do that, it's very simple. You know that you're square to your intended target line, and you also know that you've actually set the effective loft of that club the same every time. So you're going to get the same consistent roll, and it's going to be it's going to help you square your body up as well, which is going to lead to, over time, a better putting stroke. That's what Payne Stewart did. He actually, not only did he win those two tournaments, but he actually led the tour in putting statistics that year as well. So
now the forward press with Payne basically went away, right? That's one of the things Pat was saying he was fighting over those years.
He was fighting a forward press. And so, you know, the thing about Seymour rifle scope technology is that it will certainly dilute a forward press and bring it back to a very neutral position, which many of the best players in the world, if you look at the tour, have gone away from the forward press. Obviously, there are always going to be examples of players on the extreme either way. But if you look on average now, most great putters have moved their hands into a very neutral position. And you know, when you think about rifle scope technology, you think about getting your sight line set up in perfect alignment. And so what happens when you have your hands in a neutral position is now you basically have your intended target line, and then you actually have your body set up perpendicular or parallel to the target line, but you actually have the putter set up perfectly perpendicular by squaring your shoulders, squaring your eyes. And so instead of aiming left, pushing right, or aiming right, pulling left, and instead of having your shoulders and your eyes and your hips all on different lines, everything gets in line with your intended target line. It becomes a much easier way to repeat your putting stroke.
Yeah, and it's common sense. I mean, when you forward press, you're going to de-loft the putter. So when you de-loft the putter, obviously putters are made with a specific loft to give it the correct lift and roll that you want. And when by de-lofting it, you're basically changing the fundamentals of the golf club.
You are, and you know, it's not to say that you can't have a great putting round with that style, but as you know, what happens is that, you know, our optics are funny, and from day to day they change. And so the nice thing about having a reference point that we have on top of the putter, it's basically the two white lines and the red dot are on the back top of the heel of the putter. It gives you a reference line that gets you squared up every day, and it kind of takes away that feeling at the beginning of the day that says, you know, wow, you know, I either feel square or I don't feel square.
Well, talk about the next step that the Seymour Putter Company made. The big step, which was in Augusta just a couple years ago.
Yeah, and then so in 2007, Zach Johnson, who'd put a Seymour putter in play back in the early 2000-2001 season, he'd used the Seymour putter through the developmental tours, through the Nationwide Tour, the Hooters Tour. He'd won on all levels. And, you know, he'd come to the PGA Tour. He won his first year. And he was one of those young guns to watch. And he came out in 2007 at Augusta, and he hung in there in some treacherous conditions. If you remember, that was during that era, 2007, 2008, where everybody said the golf course was almost too hard. It was cold. It was windy. But he hung around, and then on Sunday he went out and lit it up with six birdies, and he took the tournament away from some pretty big names that were on that leaderboard. And I think, you know, that was probably the moment that relaunched this brand and took it from being, you know, that brand that Payne Stewart's performance had made famous to all of a sudden one where all of a sudden, wow, another major from this tiny company that has this unique technology. And since then, it's really been a very strong growth period for us.
You talked about the tour before we got started. We talked a little bit about the collegiate side of it, and you're getting a lot of interest down on the collegiate side, correct?
Yeah, it's really fun because amateur golf is one of those areas where, you know, on the college level, we've got the next generation of great players. And they are, you know, unlike the pros out there, they're not tied into equipment contracts. I mean, their allegiance is to their team and their coach and their ability to improve. And so what we found is while on the major tours, of course, we've gone out there to try and show our products to some of the players. And, you know, in reality, most of the players on the major tours are already signed up to contracts with other companies. And so the opportunity for a small brand to get huge penetration on the PGA Tour, very, very minimal, because we've got players out there that are on 14 club deals or they're getting paid to use a certain product on a weekly basis. And we just can't compete in that area. So we do go to the tours just to service the players that do use our product and to be out there in case somebody wants to try our product. But wow, at the college level, what we found is that, you know, college coaches, of course, many of them feel like they've got those two or three guys that it's putting that's the difference between them going to the next level. I mean, there's so many great ball strikers out there in this world. And what we hear from the coaches is, you know, I've got two or three great players, but they're so inconsistent with their putting. I think your technology could help. They call us up. We send a product out to the school. That's the proper way to do it by NCAA rules. And then the coach sort of goes out, passes it around, and if there are any players that are interested, we'll go ahead and custom build a putter for them. Again, sell it to the school, and then the players will put it in play. And we have, in the last couple of years, seen a number of players actually winning big college events using Seymour putters, and it's really made us proud.
Jim Grunberg is joining us from Seymour Putters. And Jim, just a couple models a few years ago, but you got some new stuff that's going to launch in a few weeks, I believe, at the PGA Show. Can you share a little bit with the listeners about what's forthcoming from Seymour?
Yeah, what's great is that, you know, it in the end of the day, golfers always want something new and exciting. And, you know, as we look ahead to 2010, I think there's a buzz in the air that people feel like this is going to be a great year. I think a lot of people were on the sidelines last year when it came to, you know, golf equipment and just kind of waiting things out. But, you know, there's almost some pent-up excitement out there. And one of the things about Seymour is that we've had the alignment technology, which is our core technology. And we said early on, you know, we're committed to put this alignment technology into any type of putter that a player feels most comfortable with. And last year we expanded to our whistle shaft options, which took our traditional straight shaft putter technology and gave it some offset. And that brought a lot of new players into the fold looking at Seymour. Well, we've gone to the next level again this year with actually an adaptation of our rifle scope technology that works on a hosled putter. So we've never been able to do that. And, you know, if you look, it's obviously we're on radio right now, but, you know, golfers will recognize it as a very classic shaped blade with an offset hosel. So it allows the offset that they're comfortable with, and yet on the top of the hosel bucket, the two white lines and the red dots show up. And so when they set it down, they'll see those two white lines, and when they frame those, they'll know again that they've controlled their loft and that they know that they're not open and they're not closed. So it's a really simple, clever adaptation of our technology to a very classic design.
That's a beautiful-looking putter. And again, yeah, you can see it on the website. Yeah,
yeah, you can go to our website, edwinwattsgolf.com, or go to seymourgolf.com and look at the what we're talking about with this side alignment aid. And it's the closest thing that – to me, I've said it before, it's the closest thing to cheating. Not that anybody wants to cheat, but you almost have a training aid built into
the
golf
course.
Yeah, on the course with you. I mean, if how many? I mean, you watch the PGA Tour. We all do. How many guys have caddies get behind them when they line up a putt? Tell me if I'm square. Am I lined up? You know, and this takes that guy out of the
and
equation.
Before and after the round, too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you're sitting there, watch them on the putting green before rounds of golf when they go and they're showing they're panning the practice green, or even after, where you got a caddy or an instructor or somebody sitting there trying to work with them and help them out. And this training aid, when you see it, you'll see what we're talking about. It's literally like having a rifle scope whenever you're aiming at something. I mean, you're set up completely square. You know that the loft and the lie and everything is correct. And with these new models, this is where I love our job, because this thing hasn't even been introduced yet until the PGA Show. We're able to get it in our hands, touch it, feel it, and see it. If there was one thing missing from the line before, it might have been for the traditionalist. You know,
right.
this style of putter that we're talking about with the traditional blade style with the offset and the hosel. And I can tell you right now, this is a home run. This is a beautiful, classic-looking putter, but has the alignment aid built into the hosel of it. And, Jim, I think you guys have hit a home run with this one.
Well, you know, for a couple of years, we've racked our brains over how to get our technology into this type of putter because, you know, from the world's number one to many, many top professionals and amateurs, this is the type of putter that they grew up using. And so, you know, we can't change that generation, but what we can do is adapt our technology to help make the look and the shape of putter that they're comfortable with better. And so I think that's why we're so excited as well, Kenny. And I think we call this the DB4, okay, which doesn't really stand for anything other than internally we were calling this the diving board because it was sort of, you know, when you first looked at it. So the DB4 is the model. We've got a couple different variations. We've got a beautiful black gunmetal version. We've got a platinum version with a really beautiful finish. And, you know, it's the type of product where it's getting people to talk about our brand, and then all of a sudden it engages them again in this whole concept of the advantage, as you said. And, you know, whether you call it cheating or whether you just call it something that just – it brings your focus back to what you need to be doing to be a great putter. And you still have to go out there and practice. And yet this gives you something that you can use as a basis for your practice sessions.
Well, it probably eliminates tons and tons of what you call in a full swing thoughts, and just narrows that focus down to let's get lined up right, straight back, straight through.
Exactly, because arguably putting is the one area where, you know, you could say technology may have the least impact because we still have to read the putt and we still have to read the speed of the putt. But any technology that can give you confidence that you've taken a variable or two out of play, I think has been proven to help people putt better. And you know, if somebody can get their average putts per round from 36, 37, 38, which we find a lot of very good amateur players are still in that range, down to the low 30s and occasionally around in the 20s, then they are going to dramatically improve their game. And all of a sudden, they're going to move from a 10 to an 8. They're going to go from a 15 down to a 12. They're going to go from a 20 to a 16. The better player knows that to get from a 5 to a scratch, you have to be able to putt better.
Jim, looking at these things from down here, looks like some other new features with these putters. What else is new on some of the models you can tell us about?
Yeah, other than the DB4, which we've talked a lot about, the next really exciting story from us is that we're launching another line of putters called the SI series, okay? And What this is it's an insert. It's a face insert, which, of course, is not – it's not new to the world, but it's new to the Seymour world. And one of the things we are committed to is providing our technology on the type of putter that golfers are most comfortable with. And many golfers we know over the last 15 years have become very comfortable putting with a putter with a softer thermoplastic face insert, which deadens the feel a little bit and deadens the roll a little bit. And so for golfers that have really grown up putting over the last 15 years with that type of insert and feel that that's something that they have to have, we now have a beautiful new line of putters called the SI series, the SI1, the SI2, and the SI3, and they're available straight shaft and offset shaft. They're beautiful. They're nickel-plated, very, very striking and attractive, and they're going to be a great price from Seymour as well, $165.
For an insert.
For an insert putter with a nickel-plated finish, which is gorgeous. It pops the rifle scope, and it's actually – these are the very first – this is a limited edition run.
Yeah,
right,
is it got
here.
I'm going to have the red insert?
It's actually going to have a black insert.
Okay.
Yeah, this is just kind of a fun – since
it's
a sample.
It's easy to recognize.
Yeah.
I mean, from a tourist perspective, I mean, if you had somebody out there using it, it would be picked up on in a hurry.
Yeah, so the great thing, again, is that you've got a milled face. It's a nickel-plated, $165, which is a price point that we have not been able to offer a putter at. And beautiful new wind grips, two-tone black and red, as you mentioned, great feel. This is kind of one of the preferred feels out on tour. And so these will also be available in your stores, and I think golfers will find exactly what they're looking for.
Jim, for the new listeners, can you touch a little bit about the original models and what you have?
Yeah, I mean, the original models still are, we've got a blade called the FGP, mm-hmm. And now we've got a brand new sort of companion mallet to that called the FGP mallet. And those are, two putters. They're new and improved as well, actually, Tom, because they've got the same black finish that was used to win the Masters in 2007. This year, they're actually going to be 303 stainless with a milled face. Those are the putters that retail for $150. So, again, anybody can get into a Seymour putter. Now, we've got putters that, when you start talking about 100% milled and some of the beautiful finishes we're putting on, you're in the $300 range. But, again, you know what? The Seymour rifle scope technology is available to all golfers, depending on what their budget is, and they can still benefit from all the great technology gains that Kenny's talking about. But, different golfers want different things. I mean, some guys want a Timex and some guys want a Rolex when it comes to telling time. They all tell time, right? And yet, some of them tell time with a little bit more style and a little bit more self-confidence. So that's really what you find in our line. But I think we have now expanded our line where we've got something for everyone. And, I want to go back to something that Kenny mentioned about the tour. If you watch the guys on tour, they practice putting 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, oftentimes with an instructor standing behind them and a caddy rolling the ball back to them and helping them align. So the average player, even the average club champion, has no access to those resources. And so when somebody goes out and they play their two or three rounds a week or two or three rounds a month, I mean, what this does is it gives them just a little bit of those advantages back that the best players in the world enjoy, which is a reminder that when it comes to putting, it is all about aim and alignment, and this is going to help you.
Yeah, one of the things I want to touch on real quick, because we just briefly said it, pros, when the majority of the time when a golf professional gets done with a round of golf, where is he going to go? He's not going to go to the house. He's going to go to the putting green or to the driving range. Some of the best practicing that you can get is right after a round of golf, more so than prior to. Prior to, you want to get the stroke and the feel and everything else. But after you get done, you're like, man, I know exactly what I was doing wrong, but you head to the house. Give yourself an extra 10 or 15 minutes. Go to the putting green. Grab your Seymour putter and work on it, because you know exactly what you were doing wrong out there.
And I think that's one of the things that, your golfers can go to an Edwin Watts store. I mean, even, hey, on one of those bad days where it's raining or it's cold, get into that store and engage in talk about putting, because there's 14 clubs in the bag, but, the number of strokes you take is not divided equally across 14.
Not at all.
This is the club that you're going to use the most. And, the biggest thing that we see is that the next frontier in game improvement is going to be in putting, because hopefully golfers are going to finally realize they need to be spending more time with the flat stick.
Yeah, when you think about it, you ask your buddy, what'd you shoot? 85. How many putts did you have? 37? I mean, that's a big number. If you're going to reduce your score and become a better player, the easiest and fastest way to do it is on the putting green.
Absolutely, without question. Jim, last year you were kind enough to give us one of these for a lucky listener. Can you help us out this year for a customer?
Same
a
deal.
Lucky customer?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So
we're very happy to be a part of it. And again, Edwin Watts has been a great partner of ours. you know, the one thing that we've found is that when a golfer does go into an Edwin Watts store, they're going to find somebody that's passionate and knowledgeable. And, I mean, that's really what it's all about, because at that point in time, they can get you talking about whether it's a Seymour putter or anything else that they're looking for. And, you know, the game, it becomes more enjoyable when you have the right equipment, and it becomes more enjoyable when you are learning about things like Seymour putters that, you know, quite frankly, as I said, we don't have the resources to go out and take ads in the USA Today and let people know. But if they go out there and they ask their golf expert at an Edwin Watts store about a Seymour putter, I think they'll be very, very pleased at what they learn.
Yeah, also check out our website at edwinwattsgolf.com. And, Jim, your website?
Seymour.com it's a great place to start to learn about our technology. We can do some things visually that are more difficult to do over the radio, but it's really fun to talk about.
And, again, thanks for that putter, Jim. And how to register, Kenny, it's on edwinwattsgolf.com, and look to the left, right?
Yeah, look to the left. There's an e-spot over there. We call it an e-spot. It's a little square box. It says Golf Better Podcast. Just click on that podcast, and on that page will be all of our past shows as well as this episode. And you can click on the Register to Win button, fill out the required information that we want to get from you, and you'll be registered to win one of these awesome, awesome putters that the rules apply. I mean, I can't register, can I? I mean, this thing looks great.
Family members can have it. Once again, Jim, we appreciate you coming down. It's a little warmer here than home, but not that much warmer. I mean, the whole nation's been kind of nailed with this.
It has been. I mean, I guess unless you're in the islands somewhere or Southern California, global warming has disappeared for a few months.
Thanks so much for coming again, and we'll hope to see you again soon.
Great to be here.
And, Kenny, I want to do it again with you soon, another couple weeks, right?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Jim, for me as well, thank you very much. Always a pleasure, and every time you come in here, it's always something new and exciting, and you proved yourself right again this time.
And to our listeners, thanks so much for listening to us once again, and join us back in another couple weeks with another exciting episode of Golf Better at edwinwattsgolf.com. So long, everybody.